Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios. Shout out to my friends over at Cables Pub and Grill. It's Thursday, which means Fiesta Thursdays at Cables. Smothered burritos for just $10.99 and a house margarita for $4. You can't beat it, man. They've got the best deals, the best food, and honestly, the best atmosphere around. That's Cables Pub and Grill. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Kevin Lytle of the Colorado, and he's our Rams insider. Kevin, my man, I know I'm getting a little excited here, but seeing David Roddy in a Denver Nuggets warm-up jersey or whatever that was, workout jersey, I'm all in on this. They may reach to get him, but I'm just 100% in because I want to see a local guy stay local.
Yeah, obviously everyone, I think, enjoyed that the other day. I don't want to be the cold water guy to pour on this, but it is, you know, it's funny how this is kind of the second time it's happened in a couple months of, you know, there's a local star, and the way it's happened with both Roddy and Trey McBride is it actually does make some sense how they could fit with the Denver team. Yeah, I think, you know, fans always kind of want to pair it because obviously a lot of CSU fans are also Denver sport team fans. A lot of times, you know, it doesn't even make sense. Both those guys, you can actually see how it could work. I will say I just don't see the Nuggets taking Roddy at 21. Now, maybe they could trade back or something like that. You know, it's certainly not impossible. And he does, you know, in a lot of ways fit what they would do. But let's just say I don't expect David Roddy to be a Nugget here in 3 weeks.
But Kevin, he wore number 21, and they have number 21 pick. I mean, what more logic do you need at that point?
Well, I mean, when you say it like that, and that is how they make these picks, right?
I would have the worst team in the world, man. No, and I think you have to be a realist here. When you look at David and when you look at 21, okay, we've heard late first round, maybe that would be like the best case scenario, but 21 is pretty tough to get there. But, you know, like you said, maybe the Nuggets do trade back. Maybe they're not in love with anybody that they think they could get at 21 and ultimately move back. Okay, Kevin, let's just talk about David here. Because I was thinking about how many players from CSU. You know, you got Jason Smith. I'm trying to think, like, how many guys from CSU have went on to have not just NBA careers, but, like, pretty good NBA careers?
Yeah, it's a very, very short list. I mean, CSU just does not have, a great basketball history as far as CSU's basketball history is interesting. They've rarely been terrible, but they've rarely been great. And kind of the players they produced are in that vein. You know, they've had some good ones. But not really mean great NBAers. You know, Jason Smith is certainly up there as one of the top. They had a guy, Bill Green, who was a top pick, but he had a fear of flying, so he basically never played in the NBA back in the late 50s. I think he was picked by the Celtics. It's a really short list. You know, David, again, I'm going under the assumption that he will get drafted because I feel very comfortable. He's going to be the first pick since 2013 for CSU in the NBA. So it's a pretty short list. So, I mean, hopefully he has a great, great career. But, frankly, he doesn't have to be an NBA guy that long to be one of the better CSU NBA players. And I think he has every potential. I had a good long discussion with some other reporters, some folks that, you know the NBA pretty well yesterday. And I think we all kind of agreed that, you know, I'm not sure David Roddy is going to be a star, you know, an all-star in the NBA. But I can definitely see this guy having, you know, an 8-year career as a very valuable role player. So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty short list of guys that have had strong NBA careers out of CSU.
Well, and like the one guy I remember getting excited about, Kevin, I think this was right when I started talking a little more CSU on the show, was Colton Iverson.
Yep.
I thought he was going to translate. I really did. I thought his game would translate. I think he didn't get drafted by Boston.
Yep.
And then he pretty much made a career of overseas stuff. So that's why it's difficult for me, because we were just talking about a Big Sky Conference guy, Damian Lillard. I mean, we broadcasted UNC Weber State games all the time. I knew he was amazing. I couldn't have told you that he was going to go be like a top 10 NBA player.
Yeah, and that's where fit means so much. And that's where, you know, obviously I'm hoping David or I gets picked, you know, pretty early. But getting a really good fit is so important. You know, as we've talked about, he's such a unique player, too. You need a team that will look at him as a, you know, a weapon and say, hey, let's find all the ways he can help us rather than lament the ways that he's limited. So fit is so big, and yeah, it is hard to project. Colton Iverson, yeah, he was the last pick from CSU, but he was just the wrong time. You know, teams, I think, were just starting to transition away from your traditional back to the basket center, and that's what he was. Yeah, he joined a really good Boston team, which I think, you know, frankly, didn't help him because there just wasn't much room there. You know, he had some good summer league stuff, but it's just hard, man. NBA rosters are hard to make.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the teams that we've heard with Roddy, although it seems like he's working out with every team now, like I'm looking at the list, he is making the rounds. You know, you look over at like Golden State's name keeps coming up, which makes sense because we compare, you know, okay, he kind of plays like Draymond Green. But where does that, like, they're deep. They're deep. The way they play is so interesting. You look at that and go, man, that might be a while before he starts to scratch the surface with a team like Golden State.
Yeah, there's good and bad in a team like them. You know, the Warriors have a bunch of cap potential money issues coming in the next year or two. So you could say, well, maybe he could come in and kind of be a cheaper option than one of these guys. But yeah, like you say, on the flip side, he's walking into, you know, a championship level team that has established roles. So, you know, would he be able to find time there? So yeah, there's so many different ways, and that's why, you know, a couple of the early second round picks are kind of interesting, like Toronto. You know, because most teams at the top of the second round are bad, and it's like, well, again, good and bad there. You're maybe more likely to crack the rotation, but it's a pretty bad rotation. But you look at Toronto. You know, that's a team that, you know, they don't have a first-round pick, so they could probably give David first-round money if they picked him. You know, it's a pretty solid franchise, so, you know, maybe that's a pretty intriguing option. That'd be a good mix of a good place to go and you know, kind of be treated like a first-round pick. So it is really interesting watching all the different possibilities.
It's crazy, too, that we're talking about this so much, Kevin, because you've been on, you know, you've been on KFKA for a lot. We've followed your stuff for a long time now, and we've talked about, okay, Nico Medved bringing this group up, CSU basketball is getting really popular. Some good football players have come out of CSU over the years, but this year it seemed like it all came to a head. Now, I know the football program was a disaster, but Trey McBride was the shining light there, and then basketball was so amazing. It's just nuts to me, and if you really got it, Rams need to stop, step back and think about it. We talked Trey McBride maybe going first. He ends up going second. Still crazy. And here we are with David Roddy, probably going to get drafted. So it's just it's a wild time for CSU. And I think both acts with Trey McBride and Roddy, they're only going to make CSU bigger and better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I tweeted this last week when David, you know, officially declared, assuming he's drafted, which, again, feel pretty sure about, it'll be the first time CSU has ever had a player picked in the top two rounds of the NFL and NBA drafts in the same year. You know, obviously kind of an obscure stat that doesn't necessarily mean anything other than, you know, it's rare that CSU has players of this elite, you know, caliber in both their, you know, main sports, biggest sports. So yeah, I mean, it's really good for the attention. David, you know, I know he talked about on your show, he's talked about elsewhere. It's a great opportunity. You know, he's going to go into locker rooms and, you know, locker rooms, you know, they're always talking smack about teams and stuff, and he'll bring some CSU conversation in there. And certainly on the recruiting side as well, it will not be bad for Nico Medved and crew to be able to say, hey, look, we brought this guy in. You know, wasn't even starting as a freshman. And 3 years later, even with COVID, we developed him into an NBA player. So it's nothing but good for the attention and status of CSU.
Kevin, have you talked to Nico Medved recently since the news hit about David Roddy?
No, I haven't yet. Hope to do that soon. I believe he was actually on vacation when that happened, so he's been a little bit out. But they're back into their full summer mode. All their new players are on campus going through, you know, the summer workouts and stuff. So, yeah, hope to catch up with him soon. But I think, you know, his line kind of from day one, I think, is probably still the same of certainly disappointment of they would love to have David for another season because they love working with him, but nothing but happiness for him and appreciation for you know, what he has done and did for the program.
Okay, Kevin, I have to go here, and I have to do it. I'm a radio show guy. I believe in Nico Medved. He's done nothing to let us think that anything less than, you know, pretty solid basketball is going to happen. But is there a sense of pressure next season under Nico Medved? I don't know if you're saying they have to get to March Madness again, but, you know, now fans are looking at it going, okay, you lost your stud. You've been building up for a while now. Do you believe that there's some kind of pressure to say, man, you at least got to be one of the top teams in the conference?
Yeah, I mean, I think pressure in the, you know, not the, you know, oh, you might get fired
next year
type of way, but yeah, expectations rise, and I think there definitely is a little bit of, okay, you found, you know, kind of a generational talent, you know, at least for CSU standards, and David Roddy, and, you know, you won with him, made it to tournament with him. What are you going to be able to do without him? You know, these guys, you know, your Jalen Lakes of the world, are they as good as you think they are? So I think there is some pressure in that way of, can you keep this thing going, or was this, you know, kind of a product of, you know, you kind of struck gold with David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens, and now the gold rush has expired, I think. So, yeah, I think in that way there's a little bit of pressure of, you know, can you sustain this level as you go through, you know, cycles of players. And, you know, the new contract does that as well. You know, it's obviously great for CSU fans. They signed a new contract, but, you know, that also brings more expectation.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. But also, like, personally for Nico, we've talked about his stock rising over the last few years as far as, well, this guy's probably going to have options at some point. Hopefully he ends up wanting to be, you know, stick around here and be a Sonny Lubick type guy. But the trajectory that he's been on every single year has just gotten a little bit better. And obviously last year leading to March Madness. So you look at it, I suppose, from an individual standpoint, if he wants to remain in those conversations, he can't have a major drop. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know that people are expecting March Madness, but I don't think he can have a major drop if he wants to keep that stock going nationally.
Yeah, Tanner asked me about this the other day. I hadn't thought much about it, but it's a good question because, yeah, on the one hand, you know, if David had come back, you know, there was the, you know, kind of expectation that the team would have been really, really good, you know, Mountain West champ level, you know, maybe like a Sweet 16 run, and obviously that would have really highlighted Nico for coaching searches. But I guess in another vein, if you can lose David Roddy and get this team back to the NCAA tournament, that would really be a highlight
for
teams looking for a coach saying, oh my gosh, this guy can, you know, it wasn't just David Roddy, you know, being David Roddy, you know, this guy can really coach him up. So, yeah, there are a lot of different veins that conversation can go as well.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And again, you know, not to knock Isaiah Stevens and Jalen Lake and John Tanjay and these great, really great players for CSU, but if this group can get in, then my goodness, we're really going to be lifting up Coach Medved, his coaching staff, these players. Speaking of Isaiah Stevens, Kevin, he's another one I'd be interested to get your thoughts on, and I want to try to catch up with him too. I wonder how he's taking all this in. Is he looking like, man, it's a bummer David's gone, but man, this is my time now. I can be the guy. As you said last week, that's always kind of been a 1A, 1B combo between the two. As a player, this is Isaiah's team, and this is his chance to really get in the limelight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, personally, I'm sure he's filled with nothing but, you know, happiness and appreciation for David. Those guys truly became best of friends. You know, they're in that same recruiting class. You know, they started talking to each other, you know, over text and playing video games together and stuff when they were still in high school. And, you know, they've lived together since day one coming here. So, I it sounds like that was probably a pretty emotional conversation when David, you know, officially told him he's leaving. But on the basketball side, yeah, I mean, Isaiah has run this team in a lot of ways. You know, David got the national attention, but in that locker room, Isaiah, you know, is as respected as anyone. So yeah, now on the court, he'll just carry a little bit more of a burden, which, you know, he already had plenty. But yeah, I think he'll, you know, I think him and Nico are going to have a little bit of a similar, you know, kind of use as an us against the world type mm-hmm. of thing. You know, not that people think this team's terrible or anything, but you know how athletes, you know, love to use a little motivational tactics. I think we'll be getting that, and these guys will be saying, you know, hey, we're still here. We're going to be just fine.
Kevin, do you think the best is yet to come for Isaiah? Because, I mean, sometimes you see players, like you said, if he's a 1B guy to David's 1A, maybe they do take a back seat. Maybe they don't do as much necessarily. Do you look at this and say, okay, now David's gone. This offense opens up now for Isaiah to do more, to be even more of a complete player. Do you view it that way? Like, dude, maybe we haven't quite seen the best from Isaiah Stevens.
Yeah, I think we can see another jump. I mean, he has a lot of talent. You know, he even talked about, you know, his sophomore year probably tried to do a little too much, and then last year kind of played more within himself, and we saw, you know, a really excellent play there. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles, you know, he has to do more next year. But I think he probably has the mentality and mindset, you know, to make that happen. But yeah, it is going to be fascinating to see how he, you know, handles or embraces that kind of slightly different role, I guess.
Yeah. Kevin, great stuff from you as always, my friend. Yeah, either way, there's a lot to talk about. And as we get closer, let's transition. Let's start talking some football, man. I know it's June, but I'm starting to dream a little bit about what this Norvell-led team can do.
Yep, we're getting close. It's kind of hard to believe, but it won't be that long until we're really talking about that a lot.
No doubt about it. Kevin, my man, we'll catch up with you soon. Love your work, as always, Fort Collins, Colorado. And if you want the real story inside all things CSU, including David Roddy, then you can't go anywhere else. Kevin, appreciate you, my man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brady.
All right, Kevin Lytle. All right, dude, you know, I'm into stories. I think the story with Isaiah Stevens, it changes. Okay, great. We're happy for David Roddy. We're pumped for him. Great news. Awesome. I want to follow his career forever. But now we shift it and go, he's gone. David's gone. Isaiah Stevens, are you freaking ready to take that next step? Are you ready to become, you know, a guy that's being talked about nationally? And maybe he can do well enough where he gets drafted next season. I mean, he's going to have a monster season. He is. There's just no doubt about it. 12:51 the time. Let's wrap up. We're going to finish up this hour. Short hour coming up. We're done at 1:45. We got Rockies and Giants coming up. And, Jades, the Rocks are winning that game. They're going to win this series against San Francisco. I know. I'm crazy. It's absolutely nuts. I'm not drinking any kind of Kool-Aid. Today I am, though. Today, I think that the stars are aligning. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.